Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
He's intense. He has a very straightforward personality, and he demands execution from his players. I think, you know, this is our third opportunity to have the installation of the defense. When you go back to OTAs, minicamp, and now training camp. So the expectation of executing has been, the bar has been raised. And as we get closer to our first preseason game and moving forward, we got to keep sharpening in our swords and sharpening each other. But he always focuses on practice and says, before we go out there and win any games, first we got to win on the practice field. And I think we've been doing a good job of that so far this camp. For me specifically, you know, I'm more of a strong safety build. You know, I weighed in at 216 today. So I have to get out there and display range and cover a lot of ground. I think, you know, my tackling and, you know, ball skills are pretty much solid enough for them. But right now, it's like I said before, it's a competition. And, you know, I'm just trying to be the best me and highlight my skills and what I do best and give myself the best shot to be out there on opening day. So I think it's been going well so far. We still got a lot of time, but that doesn't mean you take your foot off the gas. Every day you got to come to work and make sure that you put good stuff on tape. I think it's helped us out a bunch, and specifically because those guys are moving around. They're not lining up in your traditional wide receiver sets. Alshon has played a lot in the slot, I think, which has helped us. Martellus has been flexed out by itself on the single side. Sometimes that's helped with us. We're just working on our matchups, and just as much as, you know, they're helping us, we're helping them. And, you know, it's been quite a lot of talk throughout the locker room about, you know, how our defense is not easy to read and we're doing a good job of not giving away our coverages. And I think the offense is appreciating that, and it's getting them better too. Yeah, we have a very good rapport. Whenever we're out there together, I mean, all I got to do is look at him, and he'll give me a point, or I'll give him a heads up, and we're on the same page. And I think, you know, that's one of the strengths that we have working together. Doesn't feel like New York because we're not running the same type of coverages, but as far as communication and being on the same page and knowing what to expect from certain routes or formations or situations down and distance-wise, you know, we picked up right where we left off. I just like our attitude right now. Everybody is working really hard to get better each and every day. It's a great environment, great work environment. I think Coach Fox has done a great job of creating a positive work environment where everybody feels good and you feel like you could be your best self here. And you want to go out there and play football. You want to go out there and have fun. And as long as we keep that, I think the sky's the limit for us. I feel like we got a lot of talent and we got great coaches. And, you know, that's a good start for success. He's a really, really personable guy. You know, easygoing, but he still knows how to get the best out of you. He's figured out how to, you know, be a guy that's approachable but still know how to motivate you. And you still get his message when, you know, when he's speaking to you or he wants you to get something done. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's just due to his experience. And you look at his track record in Carolina. I mean, shoot, he took Carolina to the Super Bowl with, I think, Jake Delhomme at quarterback. So if he could get, you know, guys like that to play at a high level and take them far into the playoffs in the Super Bowl, then, you know, we got to expect the same for ourselves. Like I said before, our coaching staff is pretty much an all-star caliber when you look at offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and their assistants. And the success that they've had with the players that they've coached, you have to expect the same. If they did it over here, there's no reason why they can't do it for us. Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity for us. It should be like a game-like situation. We'll go out there, take runners to the ground, take pass catchers to the ground, stay out the quarterbacks. But, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for, you know, young guys to get out there and get a feel for the stadium before we go back out there and play against the Dolphins. And I think that should work to our advantage. I really like where Kyle is right now. You know, I think he's ready to have a big year for us. And he needs to have a big year for us, to be quite honest. And he's embracing that. He comes to practice to work day in and day out. And the biggest thing that I get from him right now is his focus and intensity. That's pretty clear and evident once you watch the practice tape.